This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some people experiencing homelessness in Denver want to stop authorities from clearing encampments by suing the governor and the mayor. The groups say the cleanups risk spreading COVID-19 and result in many people losing personal property. The suit claims Denver doesn't give enough notice before the sweeps are as required under a class action settlement last year. The city denies the allegations. A former Aurora police officer has lost an appeal to get his job back. Denverite Esteban Hernandez explains.
A city panel agreed with Chief Wilson's decision to fire Levi Huffine earlier this year. The panel said Tuesday Huffine broke department rules when he ignored a woman's plea for help after she rolled over and landed face down on his patrol car's floorboard last year. The woman did not have serious physical injuries. Wilson fired Huffine in February. She has fired several cops after taking over as interim chief in January. She has also instituted new department rules after demonstrations this summer. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A new Denver law limits how much money DoorDash, Uber Eats, and other apps can take for food delivery. City Council passed a bill last night that caps fees at 15%. Some delivery services take up to 35%. The law expires in February and can be renewed. Sunny across Colorado, 81 in the Springs, Colorado Springs, that is, 72 in Vail, 81 in Grand Junction, 85 for Pueblo and Denver. This is CPR News.